Psalm 22. For the music director, according to the Deer of the Dawn, a Psalm of David. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, so far from the words of my groaning? O my God, I call out by day, but you do not answer. By night I find no relief. Yet you are holy, the one enthroned on the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were rescued. They trusted in you and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who seek me mock me. They shoot out the lip. They shake their heads, saying, He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, seeing he delights in him. Yet you are the one who brought me out of the womb. You made me trust when I was at my mother's breasts. I was cast on you from birth. You have been my God since my mother bore me. Do not stay far away from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have hemmed me in. They open their mouths wide against me, like a ravening and roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax, it is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a piece of pottery. My tongue sticks to my gums, and you lay me in the dust of death. For dogs surround me, a pack of evildoers encircles me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my clothes among them and cast lots for my clothes. But you, O Lord, do not stay far away. O my help, come quickly to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. Rescue me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brothers. In the middle of the assembly I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you, the seed of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel. For he has not despised or abhorred the suffering of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from him, but when he cried out to him, he listened. You are the reason for my praise in the great assembly. I will fulfill my vows before those who fear him. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of nations will worship before you. For the kingship belongs to the Lord. He is ruler over the nations. All those flourishing on the earth will eat and worship. All those who go down into the dust will bow before him. The one who cannot keep himself alive. An entire generation will serve him. It will tell the next generation about the Lord. They will come and declare his righteousness to a people who have yet to be born, telling what he has done. Psalm 22.